T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
2022 World Cup, because the United States men's national team played a win-or-go-home match today in Qatar against Iran. After 90 minutes of what Peyton Manning calls soccer, the final score was a beauty. USA 1, Iran 0. American star Christian Pulisic scored in the 38th minute, initially appeared to lose his life in the process. After about 5 minutes of just lying there on the ground in pain, Pulisic did return to the pitch momentarily. He was removed from the match at halftime, forcing his teammates to hold on without him. Somehow, they did it. So the United States finished group stage, the 2022 World Cup, with 1 win, 2 draws. It's 5 points. It's good enough for second in Group B behind only England, and you know what that means, right?
It means we advance, GP.
It means that with those 5 points, the United States advances to the knockout round of the 2022 World Cup. USA. Chant it if you know it.
USA. USA. USA.
And I know in football parlance, it should be the United States advance to the knockout round of the 2022 World Cup, but I hate the way that sounds and refuse to participate in such nonsense. So I repeat, the United States advances to the knockout round of the 2022 World Cup, where our country will next play Netherlands. Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Central on Fox 13. You sound like you're chicken of the Netherlands.
I know, you know, I know a little bit about the Netherlands.
What do you know about the Netherlands?
I've been to the Netherlands before.
How many times?
Well, okay, and I didn't explore there too much. We like drove there from France, like just to say that we were in the Netherlands.
You didn't get high or nothing?
No.
Didn't get a hooker or nothing?
No, we didn't get to Amsterdam. We're more in like the rural regions of the Netherlands.
You ain't been to the Netherlands unless you've gotten high in the Netherlands or been with a prostitute in the Netherlands, or both at the same time.
My guy Memphis plays for the Netherlands.
Memphis Depay.
Memphis plays for the Netherlands. He's good, man. He's a good player. And they've been good in this World Cup so far.
We got to figure out. I need somebody to tell me once and for all. Yeah. Is it Netherlands? Or is it United States against Netherlands or the Netherlands?
I believe Netherlands.
You see it both ways. It's a little bit like Migos.
It is a little bit like Migos.
Like
isn't
Netherlands
it?
Yeah. Is like the country of Migos. You don't know whether it's Migos or the Migos. You see it both ways all the time.
I believe Netherlands is the correct way to
rest in peace to Takeoff.
Yeah, rest in peace, Takeoff. I think Netherlands is the correct way to say it, but let me talk to my Dutch friends and I'll get
you got Dutch friends?
I know some people. Yeah.
You know Dutch people. You know some Dutch. I don't know any.
No,
I've been to the Netherlands. I've been to the Netherlands twice.
I'll do some research on Netherlands and I'm going to get back to you and let you know everything you need to know about this team.
I've been to Amsterdam twice.
See, you know just as much as I do. I got some of those wooden boots or wooden shoes at my house.
Why would you have wooden shoes?
You know they had the wooden shoes. That's like a Netherlands thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wear Adidas.
You know, talking about those wooden shoes.
I have Adidas Boost.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I don't know.
You don't know about the wooden shoes?
I would never.
Oh, that's a Netherlands thing.
I can't. Well, I hope. Here's what I hope.
I'm wearing tomorrow.
I hope they show up Saturday morning in some wood shoes.
You want me to wear my wooden shoes?
I do want you to wear your wooden shoes.
Okay, I hope
either the Netherlands or Netherlands shows up Saturday morning on the pitch with some wooden shoes.
Me too.
Because then I think it's advantage United States. If you told me we get to play these clowns in wooden shoes, I predict victory.
Game over.
I feel like it's
match
game over.
Yep.
As it is, we're heavy underdogs.
Yeah, I figured.
USA plus 370 to win the match. Netherlands minus 125. and a draw is +240 in regulation. Let's take them to overtime. Let's take them to an extra period.
I got a little. I put a little on a draw.
I'll take them to an extra period.
I think we can go extra.
Did you drape yourself in an American flag today?
I didn't. I was watching intently, and it was very intense. Like it that second half was super intense.
Do you own an American flag?
I don't think I own.
You're not an American.
I know.
You probably got a Peru flag.
It's not my choice. It's not my choice.
On your porch. You probably got a Peruvian flag on your porch.
It's not by choice. I mean, I think we have like one of the little American flags, like on the wooden stick. You know, I don't have like a big one to like hang on my porch.
I don't either. I don't have an American flag.
I feel like I should
get
one.
Oddly,
and you have a Mexican flag.
I do have a Mexican flag and a German flag.
We're well traveled.
I have a lot of flags. I have a German flag and a Mexican flag. I have no United States flag, so I didn't drape myself in an American flag today. Did you mourn the loss of Christian Pulisic? He laid his nuts on the line for our country. Paid a price.
Dude, he took a huge nut shot.
He's going to be remembered as a brave American, one of our best, like a Navy SEAL. He's like the Navy SEALs of soccer.
He says he's going to be okay. So I think he put some ice on it for sure.
Ice your balls.
I mean, that was a hard hit. Like, I felt that in my stomach.
He took a hard hit.
He took a hard hit.
So he put his life on the line.
And he tried to come back, but as many men out there know, that's sometimes you just can't come back from
sometimes
that.
You can't come back from it.
Sometimes you just can't come back
and
from
when you
that.
Got when you got little kids, they don't understand that yet.
And they just go for it.
I mean, they just pop. Like one of my little guys, I don't want to incriminate either one of them, but one of my little guys popped me pretty good.
Why they always aim for that region?
Because it's right, like, it's right there.
Uh-huh.
It's what they can get, you know?
Yep.
You know, they can't really get you in the eye, not little
That's
guys.
Right.
So they go, okay, where can I pop dad where I know I get him good?
Mm-hmm.
Same place that Iranian keeper blasted Christian Pulisic earlier today. I full disclosure, so that I would kind of know what I was talking about, I listened to a World Cup, Instant Reaction World Cup a podcast.
Okay.
And they had a former United States men's national team member as a guest. And they were like, how concerned are you that Pulisic's not going to be able to go on Saturday? And he's like, I'm not concerned at all. Like, this isn't an ankle or a knee. He took a hard shot. And, like, it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You could take a hard shot and be ready to go by Saturday, I think. I mean, I busted my eye on a Monday and was on TV by Friday.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe what we'll find out is Christian Pulisic is not as tough as I am.
And in fairness, like.
But I think he is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think he is, and I think he'll be on the pitch Saturday.
In fairness, every soccer injury looks like the person's about to die. The reaction, you know, like, did you see the Iranian? This man, you could hear him above the crowd screaming in bloody murder. Like, I was like, oh my God, he snapped his leg. Like, he's writhing in pain. It hops right back up.
It really is a sport where, like, when a football player doesn't get up, like an American football player,
you know,
you're like, okay, he's hurt. Okay,
yeah.
Like Tua Tagovailoa. We knew that dude was hurt. All right.
Even though they kept making him go back out there.
The Dolphins medical officials didn't know, but the rest of us knew.
Right.
When you see an American football player go down and he stays down, we're like, okay, well, like, you know, he's probably done for the year.
Yeah.
Basketball, for the most part, every once in a while you'll get somebody stay down and then they'll pop right back up.
Yep.
But for the most part, you see somebody go down, stay down, you get understandably concerned. You know, baseball player. Every once in a while, you'll see a guy take a fastball and go down, particularly one that's kind of scary to the head, and you're like, is he okay? Is he not okay? It looks bad. He's not getting that. But some of that is just like you're so shocked, like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball was just coming at your head. You're just going to lay here for a minute and collect yourself. But I tell you, in the sport Peyton Manning calls soccer, you really never know if somebody's seriously hurt or not.
No.
Because they always act like they are.
No, even
is it like you got kids and my kids are, and I don't think this is unique to my kids, but it might be extreme with my kids. You have to wake them up every morning for school, and then you have to convince them that they are good enough to go to school today, that they're not too sick to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach hurts, throat hurts.
Yep.
And you never actually know. And I'm exaggerating a bit. It's not every day, but it's often. It's a fight every morning. On the weekends, you don't have to ask them to get out of bed. You don't have to wake them up. These dudes are on their iPads at 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning. They're up and ready to go. But during the week, like, how do I know if you're really not feeling well? Because every morning you tell me you don't feel well. So how am I supposed to know whether you're telling the truth or not? Same thing with soccer players. You never know if they're really hurt because they're always telling you they're really hurt. And I think the data on it would show us that they're not really hurt about 80% of the time. Perhaps higher.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think it's even more. Either way, who cares about that? Let's focus on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It will be fun. 9 o'clock in the morning, like,
yep.
I do like this in the sense that you feel like everybody, soccer fans, sure, but also baseball fans, basketball fans, football fans, people who don't know anything about soccer and don't care anything about soccer are actually watching this.
Yep.
And caring about getting, maybe only getting involved in it for 90 minutes at a time, but getting involved in it for those 90 minutes pretty enthusiastically. And we'll have another moment of that on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You get outside of football, like you said, you know, you got at least like a 2-hour window there. So, yeah, everyone's going to be watching. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to take that thing into overtime.
The Netherlands ain't played nobody?
They're good.
By the way, that's not true. I just like saying it. I just like saying it. Netherlands finished with 7 points in Group A, beat Senegal, had a draw with Ecuador, and then beat Qatar's brains in. So the Netherlands and Senegal advanced from Group A, and England and the United States advance from Group B. And, yes, we as a country going to be heavy underdogs on Saturday morning. But haven't we as a country been overcoming odds our entire existence?
Yeah, I feel like we have.
Haven't we been winning as underdogs forever?
Mm-hmm.
And at some point we became the favorites, but on Saturday morning we find ourselves as the underdogs again. It's just like our origin story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.